Feels Good is brought to you by Commonwealth Motors. Shop us last. You'll love us at Commonwealth Motors. Hey, Ayla.
I'm going to give you the box of tissues.
Okay.
Here they are.
What's good?
Okay. It's a story about a boy, a brave boy, who put his life on the line to protect the thing that he loved the most, which happens to be his younger sister. Bridger Walker from Wyoming is only 6 years old. The story of his bravery was shared by his aunt, Nicole Walker, who wrote on Facebook, "Please share my nephew's story so that it gets as much exposure as it can." Usually when people share those kind of things, it's like, oh, okay, yeah. You just want the likes.
You're trying to sell candles. We
like,
get it.
Not in this case. She then goes on to explain that on July 9th, Bridger saved his little sister's life by standing between her and a charging dog. After getting bit several times on the face and head, he grabbed his sister's hand and ran with her to keep her safe. Later, he said, I'm taking the tissues back. I'm sorry. If someone had to die, I thought it should be me. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Bridger had to get 90 stitches from that dog attack. His stitches, which will really turn into some pretty serious scars. Like, if you've seen the picture of this,
yeah,
they're all over. Like, from his left cheek that goes from the bottom of his left eye all the way to the corner of the top left lip. So it's like his whole face. But this kid is literally a hero. His sister looks about 4 years old or so. So who knows what could have happened to her if her brother wasn't there to stop that dog. Bridger's aunt has been keeping everyone updated on her Facebook page. She said that she went to visit him. His stitches are looking so much better and he's in good spirits. He was also grinning when she read some of the comments on her Facebook page back to him. But what makes this family even more amazing is that they don't want a GoFundMe page to be set up for him. Because usually when people get injured and big stories happen like this, you know, a GoFundMe is created to raise money. Instead, the family is asking that any donation you would have made to be given to the Wounded Warrior Project or Mission 22. Both military organizations. But here's...
Isn't he a wounded warrior?
Yes, he is. But Bridger loves science. This is also what gets me, okay? Especially geology. So the aunt is going to be setting up a Facebook page where people can share cool pictures of rocks that they find so Bridger can see... I'm sorry. This is so sweet. Okay, so Bridger can see the rocks. And she also left an address in case people want to send him rocks to his house.
That is, oh my gosh.
I know, I'm legit crying right now because it's so innocent and so sweet. And he saved his sister's life.
Yeah.
But also the aunt wants everybody to know, sorry, getting serious for a second, that the family holds no grudges to the owner of the dog and that they know the dog and the owners personally, and they have nothing but kindness to the Walker family. So right. If anyone's like, oh, put that dog down.
Well, the dog's got to be put down, actually.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true,
it
legally. Right.
Yeah.
But they said that they hold no grudges. So yeah, that's your It Feels Good for today.
Can I just say real quick before we finish?
Yeah.
That while it is horrible what happened to him, and it is also amazing that a little kid could have that kind of courage to save a sister, 10 years from now...
Mm.
15 years from now, any bar he goes into, oh, how did I get these scars?
Mm.
Well, I just thought if anybody should die, it should be me. I mean, free drinks for life. Lots of women. That's all I'm going to say, Bridger.
That's what feels good.
Of women.